Great Hearts, Northern Oaks, 9th Grade Biology. Textbook Chapter 13, pages 258 through 260. We begin page 258 under title Recombinant DNA. Recombinant DNA. The techniques of DNA technology are sometimes used to modify the genome of a living cell or organism. The process of altering the genetic material of cells or organisms to allow them to make new substances is called genetic engineering. Recombinant DNA results when DNA from two different organisms is joined. An organism with recombinant DNA is shown in Figure 13-5. To study blood vessel growth, researchers combined a jellyfish gene encoding green fluorescent protein, GFP, that glows under ultraviolet light with a zebrafish gene that is involved in blood vessel development. They inserted the GFP/blood vessel gene into zebrafish embryos. The fish's blood vessel cells transcribed the recombinant DNA and made the green fluorescent proteins. As the zebrafish grew, their blood vessels glowed green, and researchers could more easily study their growth. Cloning vectors. A clone is an exact copy of a DNA segment, a whole cell, or a complete organism. Biologists also use the term clone as a verb, meaning to make a genetic duplicate. Researchers can clone DNA fragments by inserting them into vectors, DNAs that can replicate within a cell, usually a bacterium or yeast, and that can carry foreign DNA. When the vector carrying the foreign DNA enters bacteria and the bacteria reproduce, they grow a colony of cloned cells that includes the foreign DNA. Cloning vectors include viruses that infect bacteria and plasmids. Page 259. As shown at the top left side of Figure 13-6, plasmids are small rings of DNA found naturally in some bacterial cells in addition to the main bacterial chromosome. Step 1 of Figure 13-6, shown twice, illustrates the first step in making recombinant DNA using a plasmid. The plasmid and the DNA of interest, in this case human DNA containing the gene for insulin, are isolated. In step 2, again shown for both the plasmid and the human DNA, a restriction enzyme is used to cut the DNA into many fragments. Sticky ends hold the donor and plasmid DNA together until an enzyme called DNA ligase joins them permanently, shown in step 3. In step 4, the recombinant DNA plasmids, each with a different portion of the donor DNA, are transferred into bacteria. When the bacterial cells copy their own DNA, they also copy the plasmids and the donor genes the plasmids carry, as shown in step 5. after the cells have grown into colonies, the bacterial colony containing the plasmid with the desired DNA is then identified by using a probe. Probes. A probe is a strand of RNA, or single-stranded DNA, that is labeled with a radioactive element or fluorescent dye that can base pair to specific DNA, such as the donor gene in recombinant DNA. For the donor gene in figure 13-6, the probe is mRNA for the human insulin gene. To see which of the thousands of colonies contains the desired recombinant gene, biologists transfer the DNA from the bacteria onto filter paper. When viewed under ultraviolet light or exposed to photographic film, the clone of cells bearing the donor DNA and its attached probe glows and reveals its location. Biologists can now grow more of the specific recombinant bacterial clone. Page 260. Applications for DNA technology. DNA technology has been used for many purposes. For example, DNA identification has been used in forensics to identify criminals and to free the wrongly convicted. DNA has also been used to identify human remains. For example, DNA identification techniques were used to identify Tsar Nicholas II of Russia and his family, who were executed by the Bolsheviks in 1918. In addition to forensic applications, DNA technology is of great importance in other scientific efforts. Anthropologists use DNA identification techniques to trace human origins and migrations. Environmental conservationists use the same techniques to trace migrations and movements of threatened or endangered organisms in the effort to preserve their species. Recombinant DNA techniques give microorganisms new capabilities that have useful applications. The first recombinant DNA product to be used commercially was human insulin for the treatment of diabetes in 1982. A recombinant DNA molecule was made by inserting a human gene for insulin into a bacterial plasmid. These bacteria are now grown in vats from which large amounts of human insulin are extracted and used to treat diabetes. Since 1982, more than 30 products made using DNA technology have been approved and are being used around the world. These proteins are preferred to conventional drugs because they are highly specific and have fewer side effects. Medically important proteins include factors to treat immune system deficiencies and anemia, clotting factors for people with hemophilia, human growth hormone for people with growth defects, interferons for viral infections and cancer, and proteins such as growth factors to treat burns and ulcers are just a few other genetically engineered medicines in use today.